Well, Edward III inherited a very difficult situation in terms of the relationship between England and Scotland. England and Scotland had were independent kingdoms. They were separate political units, and they had often in the past been at war, or at least potentially hostile to each other. But the position had been intensified and transformed since his grandfather's time by the attempts of Edward I actually to take over the Kingdom of Scotland, to reduce Scotland to a dependency of the English crown. And Edward III's father, Edward II, had held firm to that principle that Scotland owed him obedience and that he would conquer it and take it by force. This ran counter entirely to the real position, because since the last years of Edward I's reign, there had been a great resurgence of power and of determination in Scotland to resist this English onslaught, which had resulted, for example, in the devastating defeat of the English at the Battle of Bannockburn in 1314. So when Edward III became king, he inherited a very tattered and apparently ruinous position with regard to Scotland. And in fact, within the year of his becoming king, his minority regime actually made peace with Scotland and made the major decision to recognise the kingship of Robert the Bruce. For the first time, in fact, in 1328, England recognised Robert the Bruce as a legitimate king of Scotland. And that, as you can see, is a major diplomatic stand down from the position that had been held before this point. So this was, for the English, a major retreat and a major humiliation.